Two U.S. soldiers have died in a car bomb attack today in Baghdad. The military is also reporting the death of a U.S. Marine yesterday in the Anbar province in central Iraq. Steeped up insurgent attacks against U.S. and Iraqi security forces have brought new urgency to Iraq's acting leaders to involve that nation's Sunni population in the government and also to fill leadership posts so that the elected National Assembly can begin to get to work. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro joins us from Baghdad. Lourdes, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And you've just come from an interview with Ibrahim al-Jafri, who is likely to be Iraq's next prime minister. What did you guys talk about? What did he say?
Well, Ibrahim al-Jafri, we spoke with him just after he had a meeting with a delegation of U.S. congressmen who were already treating him, I hasten to say, as the heir apparent to the prime ministership. Mm-hmm. And he was very calm. He says he's very much looking forward to assuming the position of prime minister. But more than that, of course, he's very much looking forward, of course, to the formation of the government. It's now going into its seventh week since the January 30th elections. No government has been formed here yet. And he spoke about the fact that he wants to ensure a secular constitution. Of course, this government will be tasked with writing a permanent constitution, which is one of the most important things that they will be doing. And also, of course, security was very much on his mind, considering the recent spate of attacks that we've seen here in Baghdad. He didn't really offer anything new to that. He simply said that it would be, of course, a top priority of his government, and he was going to do everything he could to ensure that Iraq was safe and secure. When asked specifically about the presence of U.S. troops in the country, what his positions were on that, and if he was going to ask them to leave at some point or what would be negotiated, he said that he believed that U.S. troops must stay in Iraq for the foreseeable future until Iraqi security forces can stand on their own two feet.
The National Assembly had been scheduled to begin this weekend. And what's been the practical effect of the delay in getting the new government in place?
Well, I mean, the practical effect across the board, it's had a lot of effects. First of all, you know, the ministries are just simply not functioning at the moment. It's in a state of confusion, a state of flux. No one knows who the new ministers will be. Therefore, a lot of the people who have jobs in these ministries who were appointed by the former ministers are wondering if they'll still have jobs when the new government will be appointed. So that's just slowed the very business nuts and bolts of you know, business here in Iraq. Also, it's had an effect on the population at large. After the January 30th elections, there was a great deal of euphoria and excitement about this new era in Iraq. And because of the delays, because of the to-ing and fro-ing and the backroom negotiations that have taken place, a lot of that, people feel, a lot of that goodwill has been frittered away in a certain sense. But, you know, if you speak to the players and you speak to the people who are conducting these negotiations between the Sunnis, the Kurds, Iyad Alawi, the present interim prime minister's party, they all say that that this is the first time they've ever had to negotiate in this fashion, the first time they've had to have these kinds of discussions, and that it will take time. And what we're hearing now is that possibly Monday or Tuesday, finally, perhaps the second meeting of the parliament will take place, and we will hear exactly who the new government of this country will be.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro speaking with us from Baghdad. Thank you very much.